Shalom, Havarim. This is Reverend Sheila Crawford, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. Well, the United States Supreme Court ruled yesterday that Americans born in Jerusalem could no longer list their country of birth as Israel on their United States passports. No surprise, really, but had the Jewish state fuming yesterday. While the Palestinian Authority celebrated the decision as a justification that Jerusalem does not belong to Israel, and certainly then cannot be its capital. Another move by the United States to bring more judgment for essentially cursing them. And you all know what I mean. And isn't it interesting that also over here in America, the mainstream media is not mentioning the proven fact that ISIS is now operating in Israel out of the Gaza Strip. Over the weekend, 3 missile rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel. Hamas denies that it was them. Now, no one was hurt, and Israel did cautiously respond and has once again implemented its large Iron Dome intercept batteries. For quite some time, ISIS has been, along with Al-Qaeda, setting up shop in the northern Sinai, which borders southern Gaza. So it really wasn't that difficult to go in and take over Hamas, as is their plan as they continue to push them out entirely. Hamas says they are doing what they can to conquer ISIS, but of course they'll need more weapons. Did you hear what I just said? Oh yeah. It appears now that Egypt and even Israel will cater to this and now work with Hamas to oust ISIS, who they say is the greater threat. My, my. Are you kidding me? This is the same scenario that the United States has done in Iraq and Syria, and look what happened. And guess what I read just last Thursday? That we are delivering 1,000 more anti-tank weapons to Iraq. This is just mind-boggling to me, and I know it is for you too as well. I think before we continue, I would like to ask my wonderful husband, Dan, to ask God for his blessing on tonight's program.
Yeah, boy, that's like the pot calling the kettle black, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Father God, we praise you and glorify you as we ask for favor on this program and on all those who are called by your name to please keep our burdens light so we can do the work you expect of us in these last days. We render all demonic forces powerless over us as we boldly present the gospel message clearly by integrating the many signs and credible evidence of your soon return. May you grant the desires of these recent prayer requests. May they be a sweet incense into your throne room as we totally trust you, knowing we are always in your hands. We ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, dear. And we are very happy to address your questions concerning the end times. Honey, can you please tell our listeners how they can do that?
Yes. You can send us your questions or comments by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net or call the office and leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular snail mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. And as always, love offerings are very much appreciated. That's what keeps our ministry going and automatically puts you on our mailing list for future newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where past radio and teaching letters are archived for your added learning.
And where you can leave your email address to receive other timely messages, I'd like to add.
Also, remember the first Friday of every month, Shofar Ministry. Shofar Assembly is now in Chesterland discussing those end times that most churches aren't covering. And the third Friday of every month is Prophecy DVD Night. That's it. Chester Christian Center, 11815 Chillicothe Road, Chesterland.
Actually, we've been there quite a while.
Yes. Before you continue in tonight's news, let me preface by reminding everyone who the real enemy is. So very well detailed in Ephesians 6.
Right. Keeping that in mind will help you to accept what is happening out there, because otherwise you're going to just think it's a conspiracy theory. So anyway, we were talking about ISIS, and or you might call him ISIL, or now some are just saying the Islamic State. And yes, it is of my opinion and hundreds of others that the United States and the globalists of the New World Order intentionally orchestrated ISIS to help accomplish the elite's Agenda 21, defined as the New World Order Sustainable Development. And the first thing on their list is depopulation. Inscribed Ten Commandments of the Globalists. If you haven't heard of the Georgia Guidestones, all you need to do is Google it, and it will easily tell you what I just said. And from what we see in particular, our southern states down there in the south, is that some kind of chaos will be created so to implement martial law to reduce our rights. And in fact, during martial law, you really have no rights at all. So let's look at some quick facts. ISIS is an offshoot of Al-Qaeda, which the corrupt CIA gave birth to through Osama bin Laden and actually breastfed his organization during the 1980s. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook said that Al-Qaeda was unquestionably the product of Western intelligence agencies. And they were trained by the CIA and funded by Saudi Arabia. And of course, that was in order to defeat the Russians in Afghanistan. Remember back then? And it worked. As time grew, America's relationship with Al-Qaeda became a love-hate affair, believe it or not. And it was depending on whether a particular Al-Qaeda faction in a given region would further American interests or not. The United States State Department either funds or aggressively targets terrorist groups, depending. And even as American foreign policy makers claim to oppose Muslim extremism, they knowingly foment it as a weapon of foreign policy. And ISIS is its latest weapon. ISIS really rose to international prominence soon after its thugs began beheading American journalists. But as is often the case, after becoming its own power, since we supplied them with artillery and tanks, they kind of like the feeling of this power. And now ISIS controls an area the size of the United Kingdom. So Washington must decide how best to utilize ISIS. Well, that's not hard. Just bring attention that ISIS has infiltrated the entire United States using a few false flags to foment a manufactured domestic threat, which then can be used to justify the expansion of invasive domestic surveillance. You see, Saints, if you haven't figured it out yet, terrorism is a great excuse to justify mass spying in preparation for a hopeful mass revolt. You see, they want revolution. So then they can control the people, declare martial law, and that allows the president to call all the shots. Excuse the pun. And he makes all the rules then, temporarily annulling our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Oh, and then of course all elections are canceled and all leaders remain. Another issue is that President Obama has militarized to the teeth almost every federal agency, as it is now estimated to be over 120,000 law enforcement agents in the federal government besides the traditional law enforcement branches of the CIA, FBI, DEA, ATF, DHS, DOJ, and Treasury Department. As I have previously pointed out, our government has purchased millions of hollow point bullets, which are so lethal that the Geneva Convention prohibits their use in time of war because they penetrate the body and spread out into fragments, causing maximum damage to the body's organs, almost always resulting in death. So why did they purchase so many? Well, I don't have all the answers, but experts are saying that our government wants to remove the nation's military, which is now, if you're paying attention, pretty obvious, and to replace them with special security forces loyal to the administration, not to the Constitution. During martial law, this would be very easy to accomplish. I'm going to read a statement. I want you to tell me who you think said it. Quote, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well funded." Close quote. Yes, President Obama in 2008, just after the globalist elite assured him he would be the next president. Yeah, well, I have to tell you the truth. And these huge inventories of bullets are extremely troubling from the standpoint of a free society. The Jesuit-schooled leaders of the Department of Homeland Security and other federal government agencies will be much less inclined, we hope, to ever use this ammunition, as long as the American citizens stand firm in supporting our Second Amendment rights to bear arms. Learn from other nations that tyrants throughout modern history like Pol Pot, Hitler, Stalin, Mao, always disarmed their opponents before rounding them up and sending them to the killing fields. And there is no doubt that evil is waxing worse and worse. And this fall season will be marked by some amazing surprises to the average population. And not just with terrorism. The U.S. economy is about to burst as well, which will in and of itself cause chaos. Our national debt continues to climb, which is what the globalists want. And I was stunned when I read about how Walmart purposely pays their lower-end employees a minimum wage and then counsels them on how they can get subsidies from our government to help them, like food stamps and how to benefit from various other programs. And this, of course, comes from our tax money and aids in increasing the debt even more. Last year, dated April 14th, an MSNBC, that's a left-leading paper, reporter named Ned Resnikoff reported that Walmart and its richest family in the United States, who owns Walmart, called the Walton family, they benefit from billions of dollars in government subsidies. Really? Perhaps that's why so many Walmarts have closed in the South. You see, they've received millions, so when the time would come, they would agree to close some stores to provide detention centers for the dissidents that they expect will arise. Then there is the tunnels issues located underneath all these Walmart stores. Even a reporter said also that a labor activist group is challenging Walmart to raise their wages so that employees would no longer need public assistance. But you see, it's all part of the globalist agenda to get rid of the middle class. And last November, a Walmart in Ohio, right here in Ohio, was discovered to be collecting food donations for its own employees, many of whom evidently couldn't afford their own Thanksgiving dinners on their current salaries. A study from the Democratic staff of the House Committee on Education in the Workforce claims that employees at a single Wisconsin Walmart received about $1 million per year in public assistance. Saints, you know you need to do your own homework. Don't shoot the messenger. Just do the search. The information is out there, and it's no longer just a conspiracy theory. And I think at this point I'll save CERN and transhumanism for next week. But if all this makes you fear, then please reexamine your walk with the Lord. He does not give us the spirit of fear. Repeatedly in the Bible, God tells us, be not afraid. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6. And 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. And Jesus himself said in the prayer we call the Our Father, and then later again in John 17, when praying to God for us who are called by his name, in verse 15, he said, I do not pray that you take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. So we have Jesus praying for us to the Father. He's our intercessor. And until that trumpet sounds, we are to remain faithful and full of his joy, fearing for nothing, knowing that these things have to take place. Psalm 138:7 is another promise. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will bring me safely through them. You will cleanse against my angry enemies. Your power will save me, and it'll save you. Psalm 121:4 says, he is always watching, never sleeping. The Lord himself is caring for you. And Psalm 112, verse 7, you shall not be afraid of evil tidings. Your heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And, oh, dear saints, there are many more just like that. So please don't ignore these directions from the Lord. And you must spend more time with him. Of course, how do we do that? Well, we do that in his word. And you too will soon understand that all these things, again, as I've said many times, must happen first to set the stage so that man of sin will come and pretend to have all the answers, solve all the problems. But just before that happens, the real good news is that the last trumpet will sound for us to finally go to our wedding in heaven and then forever to be with the Lord. Can you even imagine how great that is? Sometimes I believe that he is allowing us to see some of these tragedies happening and what's going on with our government so that we will long even more to go home to see him. And you know, we get rewards for that longing to go home and see him. So yeah, things are going to get a little difficult, but it's still not the tribulation. It's just the foreshadows of what can happen. And again, it's to open our eyes so that we can get out there and witness as never before. We have a few minutes left, so let me remind you of another quote that was written centuries ago by a great Jewish rabbi. Had actually been repeated by most other Orthodox Torah lovers down through the years. And it's, quote, the highest form of worship is the study of God's word. Oh my gosh. Yes, prayer is nice, singing is nice, but the highest form of worship is the study of God's word. Well, of course it is, because that means you want to get to know him more. Here's another one by another famous rabbi, and it's, quote, but don't think too highly for knowing much Torah. Well, that's our Bible. For that is the reason you were created. Let me say that again. Don't think too highly for knowing much Torah. For that is the reason you were created. Wow. That's really meaningful and so true, for we were created to have fellowship with our Creator. And that's the real way to do it. For in prayer, you talk to God through Jesus. But in the study of His Word, He speaks to you. Don't you want to hear His voice? And the more time you spend in the Word, the more armor you have on to protect you from the enemy. And then you also get the helmet of salvation, which is the point of sanctification. And then the enemy can't throw any arrows at your mind anymore. But until then, he can still tempt you quite well. And do you know what Jeremiah 29:13 says? It says, "And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Now, keep in mind that Revelation 1:6 says, actually Jesus is telling it to us. He says, "We are now kings and priests." Now, do you think God likes to play hide and seek? Okay, kings and priests. Scripture says in Proverbs 25:22, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search it out." And that means to look deeper. Why? So that you can find him. So, Jeremiah 29 and Proverbs 25 and others are in there for you to see that it is your duty to search him out. For it will aid you in becoming totally sanctified, body, soul, and spirit, so you can fulfill your calling. And because God is so interested in you, he wants you to become what he's called you to be, that he conceals things in Scripture, so we will have to search for the answer. That requires us to spend more time in his Word and further progression towards sanctification and more armor. This process of discovery is so rewarding that it encourages you to continue more so and searching even more. Now listen to this. This is very important. This searching in his Word for discoveries is in actuality more important than the answer you come to see. Or maybe you don't see. But it's that searching that he is glorified. It's that quality time that you spend with him. So don't worry if you don't get the answer right away. You just keep searching. And again, the major question is, saints, do you have the blood of Jesus flowing through your heart? How well do you know him? Is he personal to you? You know, right now, you can invite him in. Get on your knees, repent for your sins, and ask Jesus, your Savior, who has totally paid your debt for sin. Grab it right now. Or do you prefer to pay the debt for your sins all yourself? It's your choice. Let me leave you with the ironic blessing. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her shall prosper. That's Psalm 122, verse 6. And don't forget, keep looking up. He's coming soon, maybe this year. Shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.